You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Welcome inside Studio 34. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, nothing much. Feeling pretty good today. Once again, if you didn't hear my voice yesterday, I'd like to wish you a Happy New Year. So yeah, getting ready for the NFL playoffs, got the college football championship. Mm-hmm. It's all fun stuff. Got a big basketball game on deck tonight, and I wish we continue to mourn Ted Finn.
Did you hear what Nick Saban said yesterday
about Ted Finn?
No, not about Ted Finn. About the national championship.
What did he say?
He's a little upset
because he's got to go for what?
Because it's like a home game? Is that
because it's a home game for the Dogs?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say he should not complain about that.
He didn't say that. He was saying that the time between semifinal games and final games is not fair. It's like, what? Yeah, you got a week, man.
You got a week. You have an NFL team.
What is he want, another 30 days or something?
He believes with the travel, because the game time in New Orleans where they played the Sugar Bowl,
yeah,
they had to stay in New Orleans that night. They didn't get back to Tuscaloosa until the morning, which was not that far. But they didn't get back to Tuscaloosa until the morning. Then they only had like 3 days at home before going to Atlanta on like Friday.
Atlanta, which is like on the other side of the border. Yeah.
That's the reason it's Floribama Shore, right? And so it's like he was upset about all this.
He shouldn't be upset.
He's playing mind games
when he shouldn't be. Don't get me wrong. They got the W the other night. Very impressive fashion over Clemson.
They
deserve it. But you got into this thing with a victory over Florida State. Squeaked it out versus Mississippi State. Lost in the Iron Bowl and beat LSU after your bye week. That wasn't no big time schedule. His team is well rested.
Don't give me any of that. They're banged up after some injuries in the semifinal game, but. It's amazing. But what was that you gave out yesterday? 11-0 against former assistant coaches?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Won by like a 14-point margin.
We'll see if Kirby Smart can be the one that finally takes him down.
He does have a home game.
He does. He's got a home game. And he might have the better team.
The running backs is the real deal, boy. They really got a chance here. I really hate going against Nick Saban. But maybe I put a few shekels on the Dogs.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. I wouldn't mind doing that either.
Georgia
Bulldogs.
I can never bet against Alabama.
It's very tough betting against
them.
Nobody's teams are as prepared as Nick Saban's teams are. And the quarterback is trash, and they still be blowing teams out.
Absolutely.
But when you have an NFL defense, you can do that.
And they have an NFL defense every year.
And Georgia has an NFL defense, too, so it'd be interesting.
Well, that's the thing.
And NFL defense. Running backs.
And they got the Ingram Kamara of college football.
No doubt about it.
How about that?
But they also have a true freshman at quarterback, and Nick Saban's going to have a good time with that.
Yes, he is. But if anyone, listen, like I said, Kirby Smart and Georgia's been there all year. Let's see what they can do in the national title game that comes your way on Monday. When we come back here on the Roto Experts program, we got some other little updates for you regarding some of the playoff teams, regarding some of the coaching, hirings, and firings and whatnot, and even a funny note or two. We'll talk about that in a playoff fantasy draft when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, back with you here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We talked a lot about the coaching changes yesterday. Looks like the Colts are going to be the first up with Josh McDaniels. That'll come either today or tomorrow.
Interviewing.
Colts are interviewing McDaniels. We still think Dave Tube's going to be the guy, but McDaniels...
Dave who?
The special teams coordinator from Kansas City.
Think he's going to be the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
He's had a relationship with Chris Ballard for like 20 years. He's a general manager.
I know who the general manager is, Mr. Sussman. I just didn't know who Dave Tube was.
Maybe you should.
I don't really keep up with special teams coaches.
You got to turn your mic on.
That's the second one of the new year.
Two in 2 days. Yeah.
He's from New York City, Dave Tube. He's from the same place as me.
Okay, how about that? So, it looks like Josh McDaniels, who we heard was going to just like hold interviews in Boston on Saturday. For certain teams, he's making exceptions.
That to travel to?
I don't know if he's traveling to, but like lining him up earlier than the other ones.
And which ones are these? The Colts?
The Giants.
The Colts have Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that helps. The Giants don't.
The Giants are the New York Giants.
They are, indeed. So,
one thing about
me. Still here.
I don't know why. What's going on?
Do we have Matt's mic on here?
Maybe that's just it.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what to tell you. Thank you. You may speak now.
Okay.
Come on.
He did have a job opportunity before. And it didn't go so well.
Sure.
Maybe it's the second time around kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we talked about it yesterday about the Belichick coaching tree hasn't really thrived.
No. Romeo Crennel. Charles Weiss.
Well, I think it's interesting that I was talking about this yesterday on a BFF Redux. And that...
What?
BFF Redux.
What's that?
We do afternoon videos called the BFF Redux.
When do you guys do this?
Throughout the week normally, randomly, in the afternoon. We throw them on YouTube. Been doing them for like a good 6 months now.
Wait a minute. So the three of you come to the studio together?
Yesterday was two of us, but yeah.
Oh, so this is like when you're doing your show.
No. So the show airs at 11 a.m. And then sometimes we air a video at like 2 or 3 p.m.
From the 11 a.m. show?
No. We just come up here and do a video.
And you've been doing this for 6 months and I haven't seen these videos.
Right.
Wow. It's interesting.
It is.
I'm upset that I didn't know about this.
Same. I lost a viewer.
You could have had one more.
Yeah, exactly.
One more like, one more thumbs up.
That would have been nice.
I'm surprised. I didn't know you guys were doing that.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened during the Redux.
So during the Redux, we're talking
about Remix.
It was a coaching changes Redux. We're just talking about every opening and whatnot. And we mentioned that Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss both did not have much success after leaving New England. And even once they left, they never really were invited back, which always surprised me, because they both failed at their new endeavors, Notre Dame, and then where Romeo started in Cleveland, he coached. And I always thought when Charlie Weiss got fired or Crennel got fired, they'd come back. And Belichick didn't let them back for whatever reason. And I never really understood it. But when Josh McDaniels, in his 30s, got fired...
You know he'd be back after a while.
Which I thought was
he needed to get some more seasoning.
It wasn't really after a while. He was head coach. He went to the Rams to be their offensive coordinator for 1 year, and then went back. That was it. So it was like almost immediately McDaniels came back. And I think what he's learning under Belichick, who also failed, remember, in his first head coaching stint, was you got to pick and choose this one. You got to be smart about this one.
Yeah, because that Browns job is always going to be out there.
Sure.
You don't want to have that sick that can follow you for years unless your name is Hugh Jackson. So yeah, let it settle. Get your stats back up, and then you come back in the correct cycle. And
exactly.
This definitely seems like it's time for Josh McDaniels.
It does. Last year and the year before, he didn't really even take the interviews. He just he went on an interview with San Francisco. He considered taking that job, and he's like, I'm good. And then didn't.
There's no quarterback there.
There's now.
There is now.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it is now.
Look,
yeah,
they could have taken him. They could have taken Jimmy. He could have taken Jimmy with him.
At that time, who knows? I think Bill wanted to keep Jimmy.
Bill wanted Jimmy over Tom.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I stand by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much were saying that the Patriots had good offers last year, but it was the
AFC
teams and stuff, and he just wanted them shipped as far away as possible.
There you go. So he sends them all the way to San Francisco. That's the latest on Josh McDaniels. I want to talk about coordinators here for a moment. I don't know if that gets you up at night, Corey, but, I like to talk about it. So in Denver, Bill Musgrave is going to stay the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of success in Oakland, gets fired for a guy that had no success. Promoted midway through the year, CJ Anderson gets 1,000 yards rushing. Demaryius Thomas came alive. Bill Musgrave promoted.
Yeah.
Or staying in his job.
Yeah. So, I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem with that. Mm-mm. What if I told you they're looking for an outside help at the quarterback coach position?
Well, it's some names and some interesting options out there that can help them with that.
So is one of the names who we've heard that they're interested in is Ben McAdoo?
That's a hard pass.
Yeah. You talk about somebody, a player, you talk about a gentleman having a bad scent to him. It's probably nothing worse right now than Ben McAdoo when you look at NFL coaching circles. But I'm about to say maybe Hugh Jackson, but then again, Hugh Jackson's at the top of the list. Yeah, McAdoo's in a tough spot right now. But listen, maybe that's more of his job is to go in there and work with one specific group, get in the room with those guys, and try to rebuild himself back up. Because that was a baffling idiot. He didn't have no clue what he was doing. I would make him like a quality control assistant. Like, he would be the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, no, I agree. It would be very smart for him. If he can get, the sooner he gets back into coaching, the better it is for him. Because if he waits and waits, I'm like,
Yeah, but McAdoo, I just think he wasn't a leader of men. Like, maybe a quarterback coach position's more his speed.
Sure. So, Ben McAdoo's interested in that job. Mike Sullivan, McAdoo's former offensive coordinator, interviewed in that job. So, they could be going head-to-head for the quarterback coaching job in Denver.
Yeah.
Also, do you want to note, if Mike Sullivan does wind up the quarterback coach in Denver, Eli Manning could follow.
No.
Just saying.
I think they're better off paying the money to Kirk Cousins. Just do it. You have that defense.
I agree.
Now you can't wait any longer. You have the guy who could step right in. You have a couple of receivers there. You can figure out the running game and go from there.
I agree. I agree with that. Couple of sad notes here from yesterday. Pete Carroll at a press conference said that Cam Chancellor and Cliff Averill very well may be done with professional football.
Yeah, the neck injury, certain injuries taking these guys. This Seahawks defense is starting to look depleted as time goes on. So interesting. It's going to be hard to replace that, and you definitely hate to see their careers come to an end like this.
Yeah, I definitely hate to see them their careers end like this. But in today's sports, they've made enough money, and you have to think post sports, your family, stuff like that. So I think if there's any doubt or any, I'm out. If I was able to bank the money, as much as you want to still play, you have to think about life after football.
Yeah, I know that about that, life after football. It's kind of like where I'm at right now, trying to figure out what to do after football. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I'm going to enjoy the NFL playoffs and stuff like that, but then when we get to February, it's life after football, which I've struggled with in the past.
Well, you're not 29 years old.
No, I'm not.
Like Cam Chancellor is, which is crazy. It's sad. No, Pete Carroll did say
I still have a family to take care of too.
Of course
too,
you
that
do.
Depends on football, Greg.
Pete Carroll did say that ultimately the decision is going to be up to them.
Yeah.
But it's very scary.
Pete Carroll not going to make no decision.
No,
can blame him for it.
He did make the decision that he will return to Seattle, by the way.
This year.
Well, he's staying around because of Russell Wilson.
Which makes sense.
I think his stay in Seattle is a year by year basis.
And if Russell Wilson had recruiting violations, he'd be out of there. He'd be like, oh, wait a minute, they found out.
Speaking of people staying in a position, Jason Witten will return to Dallas for another year, Corey.
Yeah, Jason Witten, poor soul. He's just going to keep going out there and fighting through them injuries and running like somebody pops until he finally get a chance to, play the national anthem played on Super Bowl Sunday.
Joke, withholding.
No, nothing.
Not saying anything.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, though, the Cowboys got to get young here in this receiving, in all their receiving.
They do. They need to get young. Really they need to get younger. The quarterback's young. The running back's young. They need to get younger at the wide receiver position. I totally agree with that. Jason Witten sticks around. Calvin Johnson in the Players Tribune yesterday wrote an article saying, listen, I'm not coming back. I'm done.
Yeah, look, I mean, we saw it like a Josh Gordon could step away and come back, but he's much younger. Calvin Johnson has proven everything he needed to prove. He didn't get to a Super Bowl, which is unfortunate, but I don't blame him.
Yeah, I agree. He's living a good life.
That dude was beat up, man. Calvin Johnson was beat up when he left the NFL. I mean, I seen Calvin Johnson, and his fingers was like mangled. Very tough to caress somebody with your fingers mangled like that.
Sure. That's the deal with Calvin Johnson. I found it interesting that I reported this a week or two ago. I reported it. I kind of just told you about it after reading it. But your boy Sam Bradford was going to return to practice. And then yesterday he did.
Yep.
Return to practice for the Minnesota Vikings. Next week, who is going to be the backup quarterback to Case Keenum?
Oh, it should definitely be Bradford.
Interesting.
I mean, I would go with him. Look, Teddy Bridgewater, if they want to go with Bridgewater next season, I'm fine with that. They want to make that move. But right now, with the team you have, you have a veteran team. You have very good pieces. I don't know how you can go with Teddy Bridgewater, who played, like, what, a series?
Sure.
It just, and look, what's his name is, I don't know if he can stand on that knee, let alone play on that knee. But if he's healthy enough to do it, I'm going to put him in there
as the backup to Case Keenum. Did we see Sam Bradford at all in the playoffs?
I hope not. You got to really, my thing is, you would hope that this Case Keenum, if not, then you got an interesting decision to make because you got Bradford, who is on one knee, and you got Bridgewater coming back from being on one knee.
Monday Night Football, remember that.
Very, very good point. Okay, guys, when we come back, we talk to the winner of the Fantasy Draft DKMS Challenge. It's Lewis Howard next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
We're trying to get in touch with Lucas Howard, your winner of the DKMS Fantasy Draft Challenge. It was a 17-week-long event. Super, super exciting. An opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. And Lucas did it. And I'm really, really excited to talk to him. So hopefully we can get him on the line.
If he don't call in, he's not getting them tickets.
How about that? Fantasy executive stealing.
If he don't call in, if he's not getting them tickets.
He's going to steal
them. And I'm going to
the
Super Bowl.
I think I'll join you.
Thank you. I need some company.
I agree.
What? So there you go. You're on the clock, Mr. What's the fella name? Lucas Howard? Howard Lucas?
Lucas Howard.
Lucas Howard, okay.
He actually just emailed me.
What'd he say?
Saying he has an update, but he's going to try calling us. So hopefully it'll work.
I hope. Well, if it don't, the tickets won't be his.
There you go. So we'll work to get Lucas here on the line. Before we do, I do want to announce once again, on Friday of this week, during this exact segment of the program, the DKMS Big Game Trivia Challenge returns.
Yeah, looking forward to that, seeing if somebody can win some Super Bowl tickets. So that should be a lot of fun. And then I'm not going to root them on. I'm going to, like, go against them.
Why? Why?
Because I'm not allowed to win a chance to go to Super Bowl.
Right. Well, you're going to steal this poor guy's. You did all the work. You're going to steal that.
Haters gonna hate.
Well, I mean, so you're not gonna root on the people that are trying.
No, I don't want nobody to win. I don't want nobody to be getting free tickets to the Super Bowl.
So why don't you apply? Why don't you just apply for a credential and go?
Huh?
Why don't you just apply for a Super Bowl credential and go?
I gotta stay here and work.
Well, you could work from there. You have a box now.
Yeah, I got a couple. Mr. Sussman ain't like that. He walked into that one, man.
Sell them on the black market.
I got a few boxes that I can warm up. Anyway,
I gotta say though, I remember when the last winner nailed that audio.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Shout out to him.
The one we said that we was gonna add today?
Who injured Carson Palmer?
Yeah, who injured Carson Palmer? I forgot just that fast. So there you go right there. That's a good question.
I know the name, but I'll just totally butcher it.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you who it was?
Say it again.
Kimo
Van Olhoffen, right? So you might hear that question tomorrow.
Friday,
at this exact time, 48 hours from now, when we do the big game trivia challenge.
That might be question number one.
Yeah.
It might be.
Why not?
Yeah, we'll have to see ultimately if you were listening in. Did you guys see this story? We were talking about the Cardinals before and Carson Palmer retiring. Did you see this story that Drew Stanton's like playing without an ACL?
He had it removed?
It got so bad that basically he was like a thread. And then when he injured his knee earlier this year, it was just like, you have no ACL.
Oh, that's a guy just wanting to stay on in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is for the love of the game. He knows if he goes, this is his opportunity.
This is it.
To try and if not with the Cardinals next year,
it's probably over. Yeah, it's probably likely over.
Somebody wrote, he's like one of the better backups in the league. I'm like, can we stop saying this about Drew Stanton? One of the better backups in the league? They haven't been proven.
He can't throw the football.
Except Larry Fitzgerald.
That's it.
I'm
not fooling with that guy.
I'm going to fool with Larry again, by the way, in fantasy drafts next year. I'm going back.
You might as well. You might as well. Because he just keep getting it done. He's an ageless wonder.
I'm going back. I really am.
He's like Ty Cobb.
He's like Ty Cobb. With that, I'd like to bring in the winner of the Fantasy Draft DKMS Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Network Super Bowl Challenge. It's Lucas Howard. Lucas joins the program right now. What's going on, Lucas?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seemingly, whoever talks to you two wins it all. And Lucas, you did it, man. Like, when did you know that I was like, holy crap, I'm about to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, it was probably about halftime of the 4 p.m. games when I knew there was a pretty good chance. And actually, I wasn't able to watch. I was on my way up to my apartment in Columbus for New Year's Eve.
Sure.
So I was like watching Sunday Ticket on my phone and trying to keep up with it, but
that's the crazy thing. Like it was New Year's Eve, and he didn't even he didn't even watch it.
Hey, I know, no, he didn't even watch it. He said he was going up to Columbus C-Bus. Speaking of Columbus, do you think it was wrong for those Ohio State players to get those tattoos?
That's a whole nother topic.
Okay, sorry.
I think more importantly, Lucas, who are you going to take, the fantasy exec or me?
Yeah, let me. We got you. We did get you here, Lucas. That's a good looking lineup, too, Lucas.
I've already promised him to too many people.
No, oh, okay. So you already got
Lucas. You promised him to too many people. This is an issue, yeah. I think.
I've made the same mistake, Lucas.
Well, I know, right?
Yeah, so there
this
you go.
This is a good-looking lineup, Lucas. Matt Stafford, that was a good call right there on Matt Stafford. I really think that's the play that won you it. You got him in this contest at only 6% on. He put up 30 points coming off a week where he had a down week. So that was a very bold move right there. So that really helped you out, Lucas. So shout-out to Matt Stafford for getting you there.
Did you did you buy a Matt Stafford jersey thanks to this?
No, not yet. I probably should, though.
I agree, man. As Corey said, only just 6% of drafts. He throws for over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was excellent against Green Bay. A very good pick, obviously, by you against the other 15 competitors in this league. You also, another one of your smaller picks were your flex positions. Marvin Jones and Alex Collins. The Marvin Jones ones, Corey, the Matthew Stafford-Marvin Jones connection, he basically went to the well with Detroit twice.
Yeah, went back there and got that done. Alex Collins, another good play right there also. So, yeah, but you see, whenever you look at one of these DFS lineups, you're like, I could have put this lineup together.
I really agree. You're like, I could have done this.
I mean, Alex Collins really solidified it. But that hookup, like you said, the Stafford only 6% owned, Marvin Jones Jr. 12% owned. Right there, there's almost 50 points. And then having Alex Collins late get that 17.
Hey, Lucas, 6. You ever been to Minneapolis before?
No, especially not in February.
About to say, son, you better bring your long johns, Jack. I wish it had been someplace a little bit more warm for you, like San Diego or Miami or something like that, where you can go ahead, get out that Ohio weather and go someplace and relax and kick your feet up. But, it's still going to be a fun game. You know, your team is the Browns. They'll never be in it.
Oh, yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah, Lucas, I would recommend getting in touch with the King, Scott Engel. He is a big proponent of Minnesota, and he could probably lead you in many good directions.
Probably so.
Thank you.
Probably so. So Lucas came in first place here, right? Put up 172 points here on a fantasy draft. I think it's only fair that we look at the person who came in last place, too.
Oh, who was it?
Right? So this looks like it was Amy Lynn.
Amy, oh, okay. Amy.
Oh, no. See, this is the problem. Poor Amy. Wrong? So she started, and she must not be the professional player. Started Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley didn't play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, poor thing.
But
yeah.
Well, shout out to Amy. She got this far.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Moral victory.
Yeah.
Hey, but let me tell you something, Lucas. You blew the rest of the field out. You ran away with this thing. Huh? This was an impressive performance. So shout out to you for that.
Hey, thank you. I was feeling pretty comfortable by the time I had left in the halftime area of the afternoon here.
Like, that's crazy. It didn't even go down to the wire. If for him, it was like halftime. All right, I'm going to Super Bowl.
Hey, Lucas, I was worried because they came and the BFFs had that professional play on.
He
had his Roto Grinders hat on and all of that. I thought that son of a gun was going to take it, Lucas, but I was riding with you.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Lucas, what was your reaction when you finally took the lead? What was the reaction when you found out you were going to the Super Bowl?
I was pretty excited. me and my buddies were already starting to partake in festivities, so it certainly helped.
See if you can get some passes to one of them parties they be having out there.
That's the move.
Yeah, you got to go to one of them parties. It'd be warm in there.
Oh, yeah.
What, have you ever, I wasn't on the show with Matt and Corey when they were interviewing you. Have you ever won any of these DFS contests before?
I've done well. I've never came in first place or anything too
sure.
big, but.
Right. So.
I'd say this is probably my biggest win.
It's a pretty big win.
So what was the, what made you go with Matt Stafford? That's what maybe the listeners want to hear. What was the thought here? I mean, like you said, only 6% owned.
Well, he was in my player pool all week, and Sunday morning it was between him and Cam Newton, and I just wasn't really in love with the idea of playing Cam Newton when I knew that three or four other people probably were going to be, and the only thing I didn't really love Marvin Jones as much as I did Golden Tate, but I couldn't find the money to get up there, so.
Wow, that was a good call. Well, it's lucky, really.
Well, I mean, what's impressive about the Stafford pick here is Stafford, there was talk too that, you know, the hand wasn't 100%. Maybe he doesn't finish the game.
Sure.
So, you know.
Especially with rookie Jay Rudock behind him. And so there's definitely thought there. Matthew Stafford at 6% on fantasy draft for Lucas. 6%. As
6% in
as you do the math.
That's the only person.
Only person.
Yeah, that's the only person.
Only person to have Matthew Stafford there. Was Lucas.
Look at that. Yeah, Matthew Stafford. That's good look. Matthew Stafford definitely, he has that 30-point victory is because of Matthew Stafford.
Exactly what it is.
So that's a good job right there out of you, Lucas. Because in my season-long league, that son of a gun, that week before he had that good matchup, he almost cost me it. So you was able to go right back to him, Lucas. So that's what's up. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
It's very, very nice.
Just take him to the Super Bowl with you. He ain't never going to make it there.
it must feel really good, man. It must feel really good, man. Congratulations, Lucas. Thank you for coming on. We got your information. We'll be in contact. And you get to the Super Bowl, dude.
Hope so.
Amazing.
Well done.
Hey, thank you, guys.
I want to also thank our friends at DKMS.
Oh, they did a fabulous job.
I want to thank our friends at Fantasy Draft for holding these contests each and every week. Fantasy Draft is just an awesome DFS website. You don't have to go play at the big money ones, because Fantasy Draft, they just constantly get the job done. They've been fantastic to work with throughout the last 17 weeks in doing this, holding our contest each and every week, making sure everything ran off without a hitch, getting us all the players' information so we can get them on our radio programs. Fantasy Draft has been absolutely wonderful. So please.
Shout out to the good people over at Fantasy Draft.
So
go put a dollar in your account.
Absolutely. Go play and win that cash.
Gasolina.
When we come back here on the like Roto Expert program, we can talk a little playoff fantasy football. Who we got? A little concept conversation, and then maybe some drafting too. It's Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, Matt Bodica, Greg Sussman hanging out with you. Big thanks to Lucas Howard for calling in.
Lucas is a man of few words.
He is.
Yeah, it's not really his thing.
No.
Talking.
No.
Luckily, he didn't do the promo for Lineup Lock Live because he wasn't very excited.
No, he was not. I can't wait till they take that damn commercial off. My God, please, if I hear Maria giggling one more time, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. You know, I just feel like going and doing my thing this morning, to be honest with you, Greg.
I can tell.
I really do. I'm just kind of feeling a certain way, and I just kind of just want to get my own thing rolling. JT Barrett, That kid can play. Why they don't talk about him as being like...
Oh, I don't like J.T. Barrett.
Why not? He's an athlete.
I don't think he's a quarterback.
He's an athlete, though.
Great.
Make him a quarterback.
So is Braxton Miller. Braxton Miller's not a good enough player.
Make him a quarterback.
J.T. Barrett's not good enough.
Make him a quarterback. He looked good enough the other day. When I saw him, he's the most impressive player I saw on the field.
That's just because Ohio State's really well coached.
They should coach the kid up to be a quarterback. That's why...
He's not good enough.
This will happen with Terrell Pryor. See what I'm saying? Same thing. Great. Make him a quarterback.
Terrell Pryor was not made a quarterback.
No, he was made a wide receiver and he stunk.
He's not a quarterback either. He stunk at his quarterback also.
He wasn't given an opportunity.
Yes, he was given multiple opportunities.
With the Raiders?
With the Raiders? With other teams where he went as a quarterback?
I don't know. I just wanted to get that out there because my man Lucas from Columbus.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not the J.T. Barrett guy.
Still,
I hope he's a damn Giant, Dan.
It's not very nice.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So I was offered an opportunity to join a playoff fantasy draft. I want to know if I should be doing this one before we get into ours here. It was you actually said during the break you're going over who you were going to pick in yours that is already ongoing, and you said it's not a multiplier. So I was offered one where it has like a DraftKings type salaries.
Yeah.
And you pick one you pick players via the salary, one player per team.
Yeah.
One player per team.
Wonderful.
And it's a multiplier. So it's like, all right, points in week one are worth X, next 2X, 3X, and 4X. Is this something that I should do? Is it like,
do
is that
the
like
draft. I think the drafts are better myself
are better?
Personally. Yeah.
How come?
Because I'm going to go over the one and done in the next hour. That's why you should do a draft. Else we're going to have to figure something out fast.
I'm doing the multipliers.
I'm going to do a draft here, but for me personally, I'll listen to the frenzy and find out what I should do for the one and done.
Yeah.
Is that something I should, like, in real life, participate in?
And I'll do one of each.
I don't like the multiplier format.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather go one and done and then just let the points stack up.
Okay.
But the multiplier format, that's cool too, but it's not really, because then I lose track of what's going on with the multiplier.
What's the strategy behind the multiplier format?
I mean, you want to have the team that's in the Super Bowl. You want to have those guys. You want to have, like, say you really believe the Saints are going to make it to the Super Bowl. You want, like, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara.
Well, you can only have one in this particular format. Okay. For me, you can only have one player per team.
Okay, so still, if you think the Saints, you want Alvin
Drew
Kamara.
Brees. Right, sure.
Alvin Kamara in there, the guy's putting up 30 points every week. And it gets multiplied, like, you know, so if it's the fifth game, whatever, so, you know, 30, that's 150 points.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're basically betting on who's going to make the Super Bowl. That's your...
Absolutely.
But you also got to construct a lineup to where... Because how many players can you put on the team?
Honestly, I assume it's like a standard lineup. You know, quarterback, couple of running backs, two or three wide receivers, a tight end, and a flex.
Then you're going to need to know that because then you're going to see how much of the player pool, how much of the, and what
well,
the playoffs...
Well, there's how many playoffs?
It's 12
there's,
playoff teams
so
in the playoffs.
How many? On your list right there, 12?
Mine's
12?
No, this is 10.
Okay.
So two teams to be left out of mine's. So you got to figure...
Besides the Titans, who else do I leave out?
Exactly, number one. likely so. And then... what do you do with Jacksonville? Do you put Big Leonard out there, or do you want the Jaguars defense?
To me... that's a good point.
So I think Leonard has two games in him, so...
That's a good point, too. Or if, like, Marquise Lee isn't playing, maybe I go like a Keelan Cole type thing.
Yeah, I think Keelan Cole is going to be the popular play with them. I got Didi on my team in my draft.
So I should be interested in this.
So you got to kind of handicap it and figure it out as we go along. So we're going to get into that in the next hour. But we can do it here.
No, I'll listen to it next hour. I want to do the other draft anyway right now because I want to talk about the merits of that also. So in a normal playoff draft, it works like this. You pick a team and there's no multiplier. It's just what it is. That's what your playoff draft is, right?
Yes, it's six men, you know, and you basically...
Snake draft.
Whatever quarterback, like you take, if you take Ben, you have the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
Sure, so you don't get screwed over.
Yeah.
Wait, watch this one. Matt, extremely important. Is there a third round reversal?
No.
That was very good.
I was fighting for...
You mentioned a second ago when we were talking about the pool of cores and imagine the frenzy that, like, listen, you draft Leonard Fournette, you can get potentially two games. You draft, let's say, somebody on the Eagles or Vikings, you may only get one game out of them. Mm-hmm. So is there a strategy behind doing this, or is just like, listen, you just want the team that's going to go farthest? How does that work?
You're basically betting on who's making the Super Bowl. I got I'm pretty much Steelers and Rams heavy. The Vikings have been my team all year, but now I'm kind of rooting for the Steelers and the Rams to make it in. If they make it in, I'm going to be looking pretty good.
Right, you're gonna win it all.
Now, you know, if you load up on Patriots, which is probably the best bet here.
Sure.
You know, they're still the favorite. I think they're very vulnerable this year.
Okay.
But they're still the favorite right. to get there. So, like, Glenn Lowe has the Patriots quarterback. He has Dion Lewis, Burkhead, Hogan, Amendola.
He's all over it.
And Patriots kicker, so, you know.
He's all over the Patriots.
Patriots go to Super Bowl, he's probably winning this pool.
But the way he loses the pool, I mean, the Patriots get knocked out in round one, it's
he's
over.
Done.
There's nobody left.
Yeah.
So he's done like that. It's very interesting. Corey, do you have a strategy behind it? What you do?
No, I'm gonna figure out the strategy in the next hour on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
We're doing it right now.
Oh, as far as what we're doing, yeah, you definitely want to be, you want to have your guys that are playing late. Now, when I won one of these leagues a couple years ago, and basically what I noticed from that championship is I had the quarterback that was in the Super Bowl
okay.
with Cam Newton, and also had Greg Olsen. So I had a combination of, this was a draft, so you can have multiple players
sure,
from one team on
sure.
it. So you want to hammer your NFC team and you want to hammer your AFC team and you kind of just want to stick
hope
to those
the,
teams.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, here's the thing I'll point out. Like, Alvin Kamara went third.
Okay.
I think Gurley fourth.
Right.
If you, the Rams have a good shot. I mean, the Saints have a very good shot of making it to the Super Bowl this year. You have to consider them one of the favorites right
sure.
now. The way it could line up, they could go to Philadelphia
yeah.
and stuff. So, I mean, I probably, if Kamara was available, would have went Kamara.
Okay.
Just for the fact that I think that they have a better shot of getting there. But okay. I'm happy to have Gurley. Like, I took Gurley over Hunt.
All right, so let me do this. I'm going to give you first pick in our Ermini draft right here. All right, I'm going to give you first pick overall. Who are you taking?
That's tough, because I really want to say Tom Brady. I think they have the best shot of getting.
So am I locking you in for Tom Brady here?
That's so tough. Yeah, put me in for Brady. Well,
all right, so you're going to take Tom Brady with the first overall pick. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I am up next.
Yeah.
It's going to go like this.
No, it's a snake draft.
So it's a snake draft. So I am up next. I don't really know what the rest I'm supposed to go in. This is very hard.
Oh, for me, it's between the three. You know, it's between Bell, Kamara, and Gurley.
Right, and I agree with that. I think from so it's interesting because my initial instinct was to take Le'Veon Bell, but I know that I can. I'll probably get two games guaranteed from one of these guys. And Pittsburgh versus.
See, you got to do a lot of thinking. You got to write it down.
Facing,
I don't think it's crazy to go Kamara.
Because they're facing Jacksonville. That's not a great matchup.
No.
You know?
But it still is Le'Veon.
But still, they still got to win the game, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they win the game, it's going to be off likely the strength of Le'Veon Bell.
But I think Alvin Kamara, like Mark Ingram's still there. That's still a thing.
Yeah, but Alvin Kamara's a beast.
With the second overall pick of this draft, I will be selecting Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, it's just Le'Veon Bell.
Good call right there. Yeah. I will take Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
I'm glad you left him on the board.
Would you have taken Kamara over Bell?
Yeah, I took Kamara over Bell.
Okay, all right.
I get two picks. I'm going to take Alvin Kamara, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take Alex Smith.
So you're going to take Alex Smith. Interesting. Okay, so you're going to take Alex
really?
Smith.
Yep.
Why Alex Smith?
Because Alex Smith's going to be playing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow. You mean she's going to the Super Bowl?
I think she's going to the Super Bowl.
That's crazy. You're taking Andy Reid to go to the Super Bowl.
Taking Andy Reid to go to the Super Bowl.
That's amazing. Well, this worked out well for me in this little draft. So you have Alvin Kamara and Alex Smith. You already have a quarterback as well. So I'm not going to wait on a quarterback here, I think. And I'm going to take Todd Gurley. So now you have Gurley and Le'Veon Bell. I feel pretty good about that.
You got Gurley and Lev Bell now. So you and in week one of the playoffs, you will have one running back, but your other running back will be inactive.
Correct.
I'm making a bench
running back is a point.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
you may not. Well, it depends on how deep of a roster you have.
Right.
How many rounds this goes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to take Todd Gurley. Matt?
So now the question is here, do you just go with the Patriots stack and go with Deion Lewis? But I'm going to go Kareem Hunt.
So you're going to go Kareem Hunt. Okay.
Oh, I get to go
back
again.
To Yeah, it's a snake draft, man.
It's. Do you believe... I drafted Antonio Brown in the second round of my playoff draft.
Okay.
But I think I go... I think I go Deion Lewis here, and I just load up.
You just load up there.
On the Patriots.
All right, so you go Deion Lewis. For me, I'll just... I'm scared of you. Would you ever take like another quarterback here? Like, I don't know how this would work. I don't think you would.
Are you competing against me?
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, I'm wondering, like, how long actually is this not? You guys have quarterbacks already. Like, how long do I last? They're just taking one. I don't know the answer. I'm trying to talk strategy with you people too.
You got it. It depends on what quarterback you think is going to play the longest that's still on the board.
So I would take Ben.
So then take Ben.
So I should take Ben now.
Take Ben Roethlisberger.
I'll take Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm take Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
So I
think they're going to the Super Bowl.
I take Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And then I'll come back. When I come back on the Ben.
Right now?
Give me Michael Thomas.
So you take Michael Thomas now. All right. Yeah. I'm going to take Rob Gronkowski.
That's a good one.
I think that's a good one too. End the round, Matt?
What?
End the round?
Yeah.
We're really going uptown today with the music, Florio. Turn that up.
Can we take him? Antonio Brown to end that round. Yeah. We'll tell Jake our four-person teams and see what he thinks when we come back and wrap up the Roto Experts.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Last few minutes of the program. Corey's gone to use the restroom, so I can't even continue off the draft.
Corey has killed the draft. I guess my mic is working.
Your mic's working now, so that's at least that's good.
I was coming for Florio.
At least that's good. I feel good about my draft. All right, so I got a little plan. So ultimately, it looks like the Steelers would be the way I'd be hoped for, which is okay. Steelers are a team that could get there.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to New England, Pittsburgh, I think, if anything, the Steelers have their best shot of beating them this year.
I agree.
And look, I think if we had to put the favorites, I mean, I still like Minnesota.
You know the biggest playoff projections yet. We'll wait until Friday for that. We'll wait until Friday for that. And I want you to get all the information you can, you know. Before you do it, but when it comes to Jacksonville, like, I guess it's so interesting. I guess, like, that maybe you do go with the defense then. Like, maybe that makes sense.
Yeah, I took the New Orleans defense, and then I was going to take Jacksonville, but I thought New Orleans was going to go further.
Sure. Hey, Jake Steele, who joins the program now. Do you do these playoff fantasy drafts?
I generally get into one. I don't usually do too many of them. I kind of like the NFL. You know, the advanced, the scoring, where if you get the multipliers, if you keep the guy on your team, I kind of like that one a little bit more.
So, yeah, so that's what we were talking about before. So you like the multipliers where, like, in the second week of the playoffs, it's times two, and then times three, and then times four?
Yeah, if you keep the same player, but if you switch out the player, it goes right back to one. So you're trying to predict people. Yeah, you're trying to predict people to make it to the Super Bowl, or at least, like, you want to try to get wild cards, but sometimes the best option is not to take somebody this week and just have a zero, because you're going to get two times his points next week.
So wait. Oh, so you could actually, I see what you're saying.
You could, like,
so
you
I can take, like, Le'Veon
take
Bell.
Brady.
Okay.
Right. And if you think the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, Le'Veon Bell not playing this week is still worth it, because you're going to get 2, 3, 4, and then you're going to get four times his value in the final week. For actually, the final 2 weeks. It's the championship game on both sides and the Super Bowl. Those players are locked at that point. So if you take somebody this week and they lose, you can replace them next week, but you still only get one time. Like, you just get their fantasy points. You don't get the multiplier.
Right. That's very interesting. That's very, very interesting. So if you take somebody, you replace them, you get one times Le'Veon Bell next week, and then two times for the championship game in the playoffs,
right.
Well, somebody else could have them three times, potentially.
Right.
That's a lot more strategy, Matt. That's very tough.
Yeah, the ones I play in, you just pretty much, you got to pick your lineup. I think you have to pick at least one player from every team.
Okay.
But once you have it is a multiplier, but you can't take guys out and put them back in, I don't believe. Maybe I need to read the rules, but I don't believe you can change it. Once you have those guys in, That's it.
Oh, man, it's tough. I'm learning so much more.
A lot of options.
Yeah, I've never done any of these playoff fantasy things. So,
I think we're doing the multiplier one, because I think Tony was saying he was trying to get all of the hosts to do one.
Yeah, no, I didn't get invited to that one.
I don't think we've invited it yet. I think he was waiting for it to open up.
Only do it if there's cash in the long run.
I understand, Matt. I understand.
Talk about it on the radio. Job.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about it on the radio anyway. I'm not even in it.
Yeah.
So learn how to do that. I think that's super, super interesting. Playoff fantasy football. It's a phenomenon. I think it needs to get even bigger. I think it needs to grow because, at least for me, as somebody that, you know, won a league, didn't do so well in some other leagues, like, I'm craving for more. And yes, the fantasy NBA is awesome, and I love playing. I love watching. I love watching all our fantasy basketball, the tip drills each and every day here on Fantasy Sports Network. But I also kind of feel like
it's action.
I want some more. I want to watch football. I used to do, Jake, a Ron and Mike Survivor playoff pool, and then I can't do that anymore. It's over.
Yeah, you can't do that one anymore. I know another one where you can do, but you have to. So if you put the money in, you rank the teams 12-1, and they get points for winning. So like you want right. the 12th to be the number one team.
I like that.
That's kind of cool too. All this playoff fun. Where else can you get it than here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network? The Fantasy Football Frenzy is up next with Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and Jay Seeley. Corey, Matt, and Jake, and Mike Florio, Danny Olga's downstairs. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.